From North State Public Radio, I'm Avanor Grove with your headlines for Monday, July 15th. People living at the City of Chico's alternative campsite off Eaton and Cohasset Road say they've been sick for weeks. Darren Chapla is a registered nurse who works with the North State Shelter Team. The group has been passing out bottled water at the sanctioned encampment to help avoid the spread of suspected bacteria from the site's single water source, which is a spigot with several hoses attached.
About 3 weeks to a month ago is when it started from our viewpoint. And there were a few people that had gone to the hospital, and they had been tested and had been found positive for E. coli and Shigella.
A community member tested the water with several at-home kits. The results came back for coliform bacteria, which is an indicator of more serious water issues. At-home kits are not very reliable, and community members asked the city to test the water. The city says it's getting the water lab tested. It suspects any contamination is coming from bacteria on the spigot itself. Chapla says Shigella and E. coli are very contagious.
Cleaning your surfaces of the water spigot, of when people go to the latrine, all of those are sources of infection, and upkeep on those facilities is lacking out here at Eaton and Cohasset.
NSPR is following this story. We'll have more on the reported illnesses at the encampment later today in All Things Considered. And California leaders quickly responded with prayers for Donald Trump after an assassination attempt on the former president at a rally in Pennsylvania on Saturday left him with minor injuries. In a statement on X, formerly known as Twitter, Governor Gavin Newsom wrote, "Violence has no place in our democracy." Former House Speaker Nancy Pelosi said, "As one whose family has been the victim of political violence, I know firsthand that political violence of any kind has no place in our society." She said she was thankful Trump was safe. Congressman Doug LaMalfa said he was grateful Trump's life was spared, writing, quote, "Pray for President Trump. I know he will be undaunted." NPR reports two others were also injured and two were killed, including the shooter. Over the weekend, President Biden also condemned political violence during remarks he made from the Oval Office, saying the country needs to cool down the heated political rhetoric. He also called for unity in the country. And in other news, the Supreme Court's recent decision allowing municipalities to penalize unhoused individuals for sleeping outside has already had ripple effects in the North State. Chico councilors met in a special closed session meeting last week to discuss the Warren v. Chico settlement. It currently prevents the city from enforcing anti-camping ordinances unless there's adequate shelter space available. Researchers with Chico State's Housing Research Group spoke with NSPR in April about what the Supreme Court's decision could mean for Chico. Susan Roll is a professor of social work at the university and co-founder of the group. She says criminalizing homelessness only makes the crisis worse.
I don't think people understand that there really are significant impacts to using law enforcement that then prohibit or preclude people from being able to get into safe and stable housing, and that's really what all of us want.
She says removing the responsibility from municipalities could mean local governments are less motivated to find long-term solutions. Roll hopes Chico won't revert to criminalizing homelessness, instead of allocating resources to help unhoused residents find long-term housing. And Chico's City Council will decide whether to allow and fund Habitat for Humanity's plan to build 5 low-income homes in Chapmantown. This would require the city to transfer its land to the nonprofit's local chapter. The council will also discuss grant funding for a possible rehabilitation plan for Sycamore Pool in Lower Bidwell Park. The project would address safety concerns and improve water quality and fish habitats. It will begin with surveys and outreach to the community for direct input. The meeting is tomorrow at 6 p.m. And it's still early in the fire season, and the North State has so far only seen a few relatively modest blazes. But according to CAL FIRE, activity is already well above average across the state. California has responded to more than 3,500 fires this year, which have scorched more than 200,000 acres. That's 5 times what's normal for mid-July. Prolonged extreme heat, low humidity, and excessive vegetation have elevated fire risks. This weekend, the National Weather Service also forecasted thunderstorm activity in the Sierra, which often leads to concern about fire starts. And finally, COVID-19 cases are surging in California. NSPR's Eric Adams reports that positive results have risen by nearly 11%, the highest they've been in 6 months.
The increase in COVID-19 is partially due to new strains and a lower vaccination rate. That's according to reporting by the San Francisco Chronicle. The paper says health officials are advising residents to get the latest vaccine, which protects against newer strains. It's uncertain whether the surge is also happening in Butte County. Public Information Officer for the county's Public Health Department, Lisa Almaguer, said anecdotally they're hearing more cases could be circulating. She said the department doesn't know for sure because most people now test at home. Also, healthcare providers no longer have to report positive test results. California stopped providing county-level COVID-19 data in January. A few months later, Butte County deactivated its dashboard for the virus, which publicly kept track of reported cases. In Shasta County, the Health and Human Services Agency said they conduct wastewater surveillance for COVID-19 and have seen a very small increase in the virus in the last 6 weeks. In Chico, I'm Eric Adams.
For those trying to avoid the virus, Butte County Public Health recommends washing your hands frequently, covering coughs and sneezes, and to not share drinks or eating utensils. If you're sick, the department says to stay home. The department recommends talking to your healthcare provider about treatments that are available and to mask up, especially in higher-risk situations, such as large indoor gatherings or during travel. And those are your headlines for Monday, July 15th. Our theme song is Burrow and courtesy of Blue Dot Sessions. For more local and state news, head to our website, mynspr.org. For NSPR News, I'm Ava Noor Grove.